One's a former NFL star turned esports coach.
But I was getting the stink eye from my wife. She's like, what you doing? I'm like, nothing.
And one's a dad who can't stop playing Rocket League.
These kids these days, they're like, blah, 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 blah. We're used to jump and run.
Together, they welcome you to Amon Green's Gamers Lounge.
Welcome in to... Oh, that's a long extended episode. I gotta stop that. There we go. That was my first run through in charge of the song bites of a Gamers Now podcast. I probably got about a C plus there because I didn't stop it on time. So welcome to the Amon Green Gamers Now podcast. I'm your host, Amon Green, with my good friend, buddy, old pal, John Audius. How are you doing, John?
Hey, Amon, what's up? I'm just going to let you know, too, off the bat, I did not hear the intro at all.
Oh.
So over on my side, I don't know who else heard it or didn't hear it, but I could not hear it. So something else to keep in mind.
Okay. All right. That's another thing to work on. I heard it on my end, in my mic, in my head. No, I mean, in my headsets. I heard it loud and clear and actually was still going because it's like a minute and a half. That's what I didn't know. So that means you and Ben were cutting it off after it did. Yeah. I heard it. Oh, the people in Twitch heard it.
So good.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Just the podcast. Well, I'm recording it on my end too, so I'll send my copy to you when we're done. And
yeah,
so there you go. So two dogs and a guy said he heard it. So thumbs up.
Good. Good. Maybe so, I was just the only one.
yeah. Maybe. So welcome in. Hope everybody is having a good Wednesday. This is Hump Day Wednesday. You know, hopefully this is a good start to the end of a good week for you. And if it's not a good week, hopefully it finishes well, and we start your day off with that. So with that being said, man, so it's been a fun last week, okay? And obviously, it's October, and you know what I'm doing. I know you follow me on Instagram and Twitter. And now I'll say the Gamers Lounge, we have the TikTok that Notorious Afro set up. So I've been posting on TikTok all the horror movies that I've been watching. So everybody can follow us on TikTok now. So AG, or it's actually Amon Green's Gamers Lounge on TikTok. What's up?
I don't have to dance now, do I?
No dancing. No, we're not part of that generation, John. We're a little older. Okay. We can bypass the dancing with the arms and the upper body only. Okay. So
yeah.
Because the dances we did back in the day, we have a full body sweat. We didn't mess around when we danced. So welcome to the Twitch chat. We got two dogs and a guy. Big B's in the house. And Mad Max is in the house. How you doing, Mad Max? So yeah, fun week. I'm watching horror movies every night. I'm like almost living the dream right now. Horror movies, horror TV shows every night. Obviously, just driving my wife crazy because she's not a horror fan. She is, obviously, we've been married long enough. She's like, you know what? I can't beat them. I gotta join them. So she picks out. She's picking movies to her threshold of scary, you know, or we have to watch them while the sun is still up. Anything past 10 o'clock, she's like, I'm out. I can't do past 10 o'clock because I got to go to bed and I can't sleep with Michael Myers or Jason or Freddy on my mind. And I'm like, I get it. I was like, I'm well enough, because when I was a kid and I watched the first Freddy, it messed me up. So for about a week, and this is when me and my mom and dad were living in California, and we went to the drive-ins to see the first Freddy. And after that first Freddy, I swear to God, that night when we got home like real late, like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning from the drive-in. And I swore to God that I saw Freddy in the corner of my bedroom. And of course I'm sitting there under the covers like, if I put the covers on my head, I'm gonna survive. But I'm like, wait a minute, he got knives on his hand. He could cut through the, I'm like, dog, I am done. I am done. And somehow I fell asleep, woke up, was like, and but was dead to the world because I only slept like maybe 2 hours. I was like, my mom was like, you okay, boy? I'm like, I'm good. She's like, you scared, huh? It's like, yeah.
Weren't you like 5 or 6 years old when you first saw one of those movies?
Yes, I was. It was Jason. It was the one.
Jason.
It was the one after his mom got killed. So it was Jason. It was Friday the 13th part 2 when Jason took over the work of handling the camp counselors at Camp Crystal Lake. So he took over the family business of slashing people that weren't doing their job, pretty much. So that was my mom My dad, my brothers, my sister, they use that as babysitting tool. All right. So if any babysitters out there, this is what you don't do with the babies or the kids you are babysitting. Don't put them in on the couch and turn on a like Paranormal Activity or Conjuring. Don't do that now. You'll mess that kid up. You might either mess them up or you'll turn them into who I am right now, a person who loves horror movies. So be careful. You're playing with fire there. But then on top of that, you know, it was Bears Packers week. So that was a fun, you know, it's always fun in Wisconsin when the Bears are playing the Packers. So you got, you know, trash talking, you know, you got back and forth. You got memories of the game, but it was a good game to see the boys win down in Chicago too, you know. And another thing is that's my wife's team. So she wasn't quite happy at Aaron for doing
that. That was amazing.
Right.
It was what Aaron Rodgers did.
Right. Yeah. No Ben again, Big B. Ben has is a free agent now. I'll say that. He's a free agent. He has work to do with the down at iHeart in Madison. But yeah, so Aaron, what really teed my wife off was the discount double check. You know, he did the thing with the touchdown. So we haven't seen that one in a while, actually. We haven't seen it. I think that was the first time this season for him to do that. And then on Saturday, so Sunday, that was the game. But Saturday, the day before, I was like working. Basically, I was working for the Packers organization. I did three of the Packer fan tours that they do at the stadium now. And they're all great groups. The first group was a group, I don't know, like I think they were from the Green Bay area. No, they're from Appleton. And it was a group that a home that dealt with autistic and kids with Down syndrome. And they brought them there. And that group was so fun. They were asking me questions, you know, who are you? You know, like, who are you? I'm like, I'm Amon Green. I used to run the football here. Like, oh yeah. And then some people, you know, some of the kids, they knew me. They're like, yeah, I remember you. Go back home. I was like, yes. I said, yeah, Packer fan right there. And then, during breaks, what I would do, so we had, you know, it was an hour. I do a tour. Then they kind of put me off in one of the other suites to just chill, relax, drink some water. And while I was waiting, I was watching the DC fandom that was on YouTube. Man, I had to watch it because I'm, you know, that's where my heart lies. Let me see if I can get it here on the camera. Oh, right there.
Oh, DC, there it is.
DC for life, baby. Even though I have Black Panther, you know, I'm a DC guy. So DC for life. They showed the preview for the Batman. Looked great. Yeah. Patterson is right now, he's got the nod. Like if I saw him right now, I'd be like, give him that nod. Like you got it.
Yeah.
You know, Black Adam preview with The Rock. The Rock legit, bro. I mean, I follow him on Instagram. I follow him on Twitter. He works out like he's just legitly in shape. There's no, that costume is all him. You know, there's no muscles added on there. Just like Henry Cavill with Superman. That is all legit him. I've been following him on Instagram where he's always posting his workouts, you know, his post-workout protein shake, his own little sports drink.
Yeah, I saw that at the store, by the way.
Oh, if it's in Wisconsin, that means I want to just try it out. I talked to some friends. They said it's pretty good. Got coconut water, a little mixture of coconut water, pineapple, stuff like that. I was like, that's the good stuff.
I didn't try it, but I saw it.
Right. And then the Flash preview. So now we're getting these movies. We're getting the movies that we mentioned, you know, last year on one of the shows that Marvel won the movie, you know, battle. It wasn't one movie battle because of the way they did Infinity Game and the whole story. But now DC is catching up a little bit late, but it's going to work for us fans. It doesn't matter. Now we got, like, we're getting Black Adam. That's going to tie into Shazam. And then obviously maybe Justice League later on. And then the Flash movie that obviously, as we know, ties into Wonder Woman, the Flash, all of that. And obviously with the comic book series, if you go back, probably like 10, 15 years, there's the Infinite Paradox where Flash time travels. That's when he first, one of his first times where he time travels and meets everybody. If you saw the preview, so spoiler alert for anybody watching, if you didn't watch DC fandom, so this is a spoiler alert coming. So when Flash in his movie preview goes back, you know, time travels. Remember in the one scene in Batman versus Superman, where Superman or Batman's about to kill Superman with the spike or with the spear, and then he's or not kill him, but he saw something that before that event happened, he saw like a flashback. And it was actually Flash telling him, you know, something about Martha. You know, Martha is save Martha, which is Superman's the name of Superman's mother, and also the name of Batman's mother. And so that's why he doesn't shove the spike down Superman's heart, because Lois Lane says Martha is his mother, and he stops. And so it shows that how he goes back, but then he's meeting other Batmen. So Michael Keaton is in the preview, the original Batman, the guy, the reason why I got a tattoo on my leg right now, 1989 yeah. Batman. Yes. So they show that, you know, it's just like, oh, so I'm in between working and picking up DC fandom and something that's a little, it's like a little, a dog's barking in the background. Yeah. That's Apollo.
Excited.
They're excited. They excited like me. It's like a little treat that DC has done. If you have HBO Max, you'll know what I'm talking about. They have a little show by the name of Harley Quinn. And it's a cartoon show, but it is adult rating. Everything goes in this show. So, John, when you have a good night to spend by yourself or with the wife, mm-hmm. and Avi's in the bed.
Yeah, put her to bed.
Put her to bed, then turn on some Harley Quinn on HBO Max. Season 3, I think, is popping up real soon or is already on there. And they have another cartoon series with Aquaman, too. This one's more PG, I believe. I watched the first episode. The artwork looks like something off of Nickelodeon. Real goofy artwork, but it's cool. But I think you might have to screen it first. I think, because I can't remember, like, the dialogue, but I watched it just to kind of get it under my belt. But just remember, as I said, just screen it just to be safe. It's Aquaman. It's called Aquaman King of Atlantis. And it's no, you know, I was hoping that Momoa would be voicing over, but he's not. It's somebody else voicing over for that character, obviously. But he's busy, and he's in Aquaman. He's in C. He's in all type of shows on Netflix or Apple Plus. He's everywhere. And then my biggest disappointment of last week was actually on Saturday. We went to the movies after I was done working at the stadium, and we went to see Halloween Kills. Executive produced by Jamie Lee Curtis herself, starred in it as well. And obviously we know this is the Michael Myers saga trilogy, whatever you want to call it. Very disappointed, okay?
Oh, no. Oh,
disappointed. No. Man. Time out. Okay, see, this is why. We about to go into my horror love and my passion of horror movies and what the heck went wrong with this thing. So Twitch chat, spoiler alerts all around, just letting y'all know. Okay, so John, here's the situation. Yeah. This was several scenes, more than one. It's like 5 or 6 scenes where Michael Myers is completely outnumbered, okay? And when I say outnumbered, just not 2 to 3 people. No, it's 8 to 9, maybe 10 people.
Okay.
This is one scene. You got 10 firefighters strapped to the nines with axes, pick shovels, pick knives, anything that a fireman needs to get into a house to save somebody, right? And they're dangerous, blunt objects. They even have the jaws of life.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
He kills all of them in like 5 minutes.
Is that surprising?
Yes. Like, come on. Oh. If I'm a fireman, I'm a trained expert on how to wield an axe. Yeah. I'm not going to have a dude in a janitor outfit with a tacky, raggedy mask on kill me. I'm either going to, one, chop his head off, or I'm going to bounce. I'm going to hit it. I'm running about that thing. Because I see him take down 8 of my employees, my coworkers. I'm out. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That's I'm out of here. Yeah. I'm out of there.
So you're running like the Flash.
Boy, am I. I'm going to be running so fast. I'm going to go into the multiverse on that thing. So just so you know. And it happened several times. So it's just like these writers, producers, directors. I'm like, are they really, they dumbing down actors roles in a movie. Because it's like, I know these guys are smart guys.
Yeah.
I know Jamie Lee Curtis is a smart person, smart woman. She's been around. What? I'm like, does that even make sense? It's like me. It's like this, for example. If I'm coaching a football team and I know my team is either better or worse than the other team, I'm not going to lie to them. I'm going to say, hey, bro, we got a tough game ahead of us. We're going to get punched in the mouth. We're going to get beat up. But let's just play hard. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You know, I give them an opportunity to know, okay, where they really stand so they could potentially have a chance to win. Mm-hmm. But here in this movie, I'm like, so they're just writing up these characters. Like, you don't have the knowledge to be like, okay, you see three people get their heads chopped off, arms chopped off, stabbed in the gut. And you're going to sit there and watch and not either jump in at the same time. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
that's like with every movie. So you're saying that they just kind of waited, like then they kind of went one by one.
Basically, I'm like, come on, man.
That's not how it works.
No, I was like, if you're a fire department, you are a team. You bunk together. You're there every day. So if I see two of my fellow firemen attack this guy, I'm coming off the top rope.
Yeah.
Like Nature Boy. Yeah. You give me an axe, I'm doing damage.
And you're saying then the movie, hey, that's how the movie would have ended if they had been a little bit more.
Exactly. That's my whole point. End it. He's been helped. Michael Myers and Jamie Lee, so that's his sister. Yeah. If you go off the years they are, actual time years,
yeah,
the character that Jamie Lee Curtis plays is damn near 80 years old.
Okay.
You got right. Michael Myers in his mid to late 60s, still doing people, still breaking necks, shoving knives up people's throats. I've noticed this, John, in horror movies now, especially slasher horror movies, and even the remakes of Halloween and Jason and Freddy, or any slasher, the kill shot now is the knife through the bottom of the throat through the head. That's like the new shot. That's the new one. I'm like, dang. I'm like, you know, you dead. You are done. When it goes through your throat, up through your head and your nostrils and your brain, you're dead. You're dead. You know, I've been so passionate. Twitch chat, what you got to say? I see people in here say, I'm going to see James Bond. No time to die. That's Big B. I love it.
How long is that James Bond by? That's like a 3-hour movie, isn't it?
It might be. It's James Bond. It's the last one for Daniel Craig, like Big B mentioned here. And then Foxy Roxy 5 says, after the first 3 hours, bro, first three bros taken out, I break through the wall. I think they're talking mentioning Michael Myers. But overall, it's not a bad movie, but it's just, you know, I'm questioning them scenes, you know, I'm like, come on, Jamie Lee. And she was executive producer. I can't think of the director's name right now. But I would say, like, I don't, when people tell me a bad movie, you know, a movie sucks, you know what? I go still see it. So I would recommend still go see it. If you're a horror movie fan like I am, still go see it for yourself. And you might see it differently because a lot of people that I follow on Facebook and Instagram, my wife follow on Facebook and Facebook, she's not on Instagram. A lot of people said they love the movie. So maybe it's because I got a little expertise in watching horror movies, you know?
Yeah.
I could break them down. Because I was open, like I was open-minded going in. I'm like, this is Halloween Kills. It's the sequel now. Spoiler alert, it's going to be another one, just so you know. It's going to be number three coming down the pipe. So you know that. So like I said, spoiler alerts all over day. So that was my last week. Like I said, it was a fun week.
Yeah.
A little disappointing because of Michael Myers, but obviously big smile on my face when the Packers beat the Bears. It's always good. With that,
I love how fired up you get, by the way, about horror movies. And I think the best way to watch a horror movie is the lights out, the sound up. You got that big screen TV in front of you. Get real close if you need to. And like, let's go. Like, that's popcorn, a movie, man.
Popcorn. Yeah, soda or water, whatever you, what's your concession?
Protein shake,
whatever. How you do it. Yep. I think the worst time. And I'll let you get on going real quick. Yeah. But the worst time I scared myself. This is while I was playing. It was 2006. wife and kids. I don't know why the wife and kids were gone, but I was in the house. It was just me and the dogs on a Thursday night or late Friday night. I'm trying to think why was the wife and kids were gone, but the house was completely empty. Me and the dogs. It's like, it was October. And I was like, all right, you know, I got a nice little Friday night to chill. I'm going to watch me a horror movie. I'm going to do what you just said, John. I'm going to turn off all the lights. I mean, the lights in the rooms, I'm not even in. Everything's off.
Yeah, yeah.
I got on DVD. I got the original anime horror. So I was like, that's what I'm going to watch at midnight. Bruh. Remember how I told you how scared I was when I watched that Freddy? I'm a grown man. This is 2006. I'm almost 30. I got about 45 minutes into that movie. I said, I hit the eject button. I said, boom, I'm good. I said, let's put in some Friday or let's put some old school or something funny. I need to watch a Disney movie. I was like, woo, that movie. Disney. I was messed up. I scared myself. I was like, oh, man. I said, oh, man, I'm good. Let me hit the eject button. Bing, come on out of there. Let me go get a Disney movie, put that, boom. Go put, what's this, Lilo Stitch in that thing. Boom,
Lilo Stitch. Yeah, Pocahontas.
Whew, I was so scared. I was like, dog, I messed myself up for about a day. I was like, dog, I can't believe
it. I believe that. By the way, I believe that story 100% because that's you.
Oh,
I could totally see a mongering getting freaked out.
I totally freaked out.
Yeah.
I freaked myself out. So, John, I pass it off to you. How was your last week, bro?
It was great. You know, the Packers, I love the Aaron Rodgers, I own you comments.
Hilarious.
Like, he scores, boom. And then I own you. I was like, oh my gosh. Cause we rarely see quarterbacks give that much smack talk.
Yeah.
And you can't do it all the time. He pulled it out like late in his career when the statistics clearly back up his claim. And it's late in the fourth quarter. Like there are certain times to bring out great smack talk. And I thought, oh my gosh, he breaks it out. And it's like the perfect time to do it against a rival when you go up and kind of put the game away and you have all the stats. And oh man, I love that Aaron Rodgers. That's a fun Aaron Rodgers. That was really cool. But did you also see the, you're talking about how fast you'd be running away from
from Michael Myers,
from Michael Myers,
Jason, whatever.
Yeah. And it made me think of, obviously you're a running back. Did you see Derrick Henry? And one of those, I mean, he's a big dude and he ran 21.8 miles per hour. They clocked him at he's the best running back in the league
right now. Right? Yeah. Hands down
right now.
One of the best, one of the best. And they showed his little workout training regimen. I missed it, but my wife said, did you see how Derrick Henry trains for the offseason? I'm like, no, I missed it. So I must've been up to the bathroom. Everything, probably lifting logs in the woods and flipping big old tractor tires and eating full cows and pit full of pigs by himself. You know, Walter Jones, my old teammate out in Seattle, he used to push Escalades up a hill. He's a Hall of Fame. Yeah, he's a Hall of Fame offensive tackle. He was a player, Hall of Fame. He's in the NFL Hall of Fame now. His offseason training was pushing Escalades two or three times a week up a hill in his neighborhood in Seattle.
Wow. I hope someone was in the Escalade.
His wife was in the Escalade because she had to break.
You don't want
to
get halfway up the hill and be like, oh, okay, I don't have this. And bye.
You're right. His
Escalade.
Yeah, his wife was in hitting the brakes. But so that was that extra weight on top of whatever the 6 tons of Escalade you're pushing up the hill.
Man, that's crazy. So that's kind of what I've been up to. And one quick question for you before we get into some of these quick hitting news bites, because I've got a news story that when I saw, I was like, what? But we'll get to that in a second. It has to do with NFTs.
I got you.
I just got done with my other podcast I do, talking to a mindfulness trainer at the University of Wisconsin. Okay. And he works with the student athletes there. And it got me thinking, when you were a pro, was mindfulness or mind training to, you know, focus, be in the moment, be in the present, was that ever part of anything you did?
Yes, it started my freshman year. It started my freshman year at Nebraska. We had a sports psychologist by the name of Dr. Jack Stark, and he's still there. He's more of a consultant now. He doesn't work directly. Okay. Like when I was there, he was full time our sports psychologist. But now he basically got his own business, and he trains NASCAR drivers, NBA players, football, baseball, Olympic athletes, golfers. he's pretty much spread his network out now. So yes, and that's something I've been doing with my esports players is trying to teach them how to meditate, how to visualize their success in winning their games and putting that positivity, because it's negativity now in wherever you go. You know, is everybody downing each other, or especially online as gamers, we know this. You know, it's very negative on the east in the chat, as we say, and each game is worse. You know, League of Legends is bad, Halo gets a little raunchy, Madden. So yeah, it's definitely a part of it.
Chats are just negative, like no matter what, if it's a forum, if it's an app, if it's the, like anytime there's a chat, it just usually is filled with people being idiots.
Correct.
And they ruin it for everyone. They ruin it for everyone.
Right. Well, they don't ruin it for me. What I do, I know how to, I've been beating up bullies since I was in the third grade.
Yeah.
So when people try to bully me in my headsets, and if I could hear the voice and like say, okay, that's a kid talking, like somebody below the age of 12, I'm like, where are your mom and dad at? They'd be like, huh? Like, you wouldn't be talking. Yeah, go to bed. Or you wouldn't be talking like that in front of your mom and dad. Go get your mom and dad. You know, and they like, shut up. Yeah. Or if they're a little older, you're like teenage and up, I'll be like, oh, you got mommy, daddy problem. That's what the problem is. You don't know how to connect. You don't know how to share. I'm talking like a psychologist to them.
Right. And they probably don't know how to respond to that.
And they don't. They just sit there. It's quiet. And then F you. I'm like, see? I'm your teammate. And you cussing me out. You got mommy daddy issues. It's like, come on, man. To the Twitch chat. Yeah, he said Denai says all games are so toxic. And Big B says the Call of Duty lobbies back in the day were brutal. That's what Big B said. And then Denai says, but there's lots of rules with being toxic now. So that's good. So at Microsoft, what Denai is referring to, I know what Microsoft. They have, you can report people. So as soon as if you remember their name, you could go to their profile and then report them instantly to Microsoft. I know Madden does that. I could do it in Madden. It's kind of tailed off in the last couple of weeks, but for a couple months there, I could report. So I was reporting people two or three times a week. Playing Halo or playing Madden.
Yeah.
So let's get on to these quick hit news bites and people that have been reported. I'm gonna start with my story first here. People that have been reported is the knuckleheads from Activision Blizzard. You know, they're still trying to wiggle their way out of a California lawsuit. So the way they're trying to do this is, you know, with lawyers, highly paid lawyers. So as everybody knows, Activision is still embroiled in this legal wranglings of alleged appalling work conditions for its staff, as you know, sexual harassment claims and, you know, just not treating the women co-workers the way a gentleman should, you know. So it has requested, Activision has requested additional time to investigate and potentially dequalify the California Department of Fair and Equal Housing from its ongoing legal battle with the agency. So this is on account of potential ethic violations and its other ongoing legal battles. So the DFEH, you know, so they're likely very bad for the DFA's prospects for both cases. So basically saying that Activision might get this time, you know, to push it back. So which is not good, obviously, because when, you know, somebody is in a case this heavy, as we've seen in the past in other business world scenarios, when somebody, the defendant, has more time, then obviously they're getting their position set up for a battle, pretty much. So that it's just interesting and it's sad to hear that, to where they're really going to try to defend their, we don't know if they're trying to defend obviously their company name or these employees that were doing the harassing. That's my question to this, because obviously that's just showing that, okay, no matter what you do, you pretty much try to get away with it. You know, and that's how I'm reading this, you know, and that's just my opinion. And I just hope it's the latter, that they're trying to get, you know, making sure they can understand everything that happened. Hope they're doing that for everybody involved. Because as you read along in the article that's here on Kotaku, It says the legal cases against Activision Blizzard were once upon a time about the alleged long years of harassment of its employees, alleging horrendous and treatment of female employees and sexual harassment and psychological trauma. Somehow it has now become about two warring parties, supposedly both attempting to demonstrate these issues in an elaborate legal spat that will end up, and this is my point, end up hurting everyone involved, you know? So instead of trying to just be a man, basically own up, be an adult and own up to the mistakes that were made by former executives, former employees that now have walked away, as we know, because we covered this article, we covered this story since it came out. So, you know, since they walked away to now, everybody's going to really not be heard. And then eventually, without not being heard, that means your case not being taken serious or not being listened to. Then them victims will be continue to be, you know, worse and off in their process of trying to heal through this situation. Yeah.
So it sounds just like a classic. And believe me, I don't have the expertise or the knowledge to go deep into legal
conversation.
Right. But it seems when you're reading this from Kotaku and it talks about the DFEH recently attempted to intervene in a settlement between the EEOC and Activision Blizzard. In doing so, the agency opened the door to an opposition from the EEOC, which claimed multiple ethics violations, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the point is, it seems like it's a bunch of lawyers saying, hey, but wait, what about this?
Right.
Like let's use instead of focusing, and this happens, I'm assuming, all the time. All the time. It's just trying to find a defense to just throw something out and move on. And it's probably no surprise that a big company like that would go that route.
Yeah. And in short form would be just punish the ones that are guilty. It's that easy. But obviously there's billions of dollars on the line and people are looking at that and not looking at the people and their minds and their hearts and their souls that are hurt here, you know, the victims here. So that's what they do. And like Foxy Roxy is saying here in the Twitch chat, instead of owning up, they just want to drag it out. Can't do that. And, man.
But when you drag it out like that, the other side sometimes is like, I can't keep going through this, man. It's
right.
You know, you wear them down. It's probably part of the strategy too. Not only trying to find, I'll use the word loophole. Maybe that's not the correct term, but then it's also like wearing.
I get where you're going. I get where you're trying to say loophole. I understand it. Yep. Totally yeah. Get that. So sad story there. So hopefully brighter minds can surface in this long case. Cause another thing, same like up in the Apple, it's going to take time. This one's going to take time, but hopefully to the victims again, I hope they get the help and the justice that they deserve in the end. And in this case, so moving, and we got your tidbit here, okay. John. So moving on from that, what we got, John? You said something about NFTs, so I'm excited. I'm learning about this stuff.
All right. I came across this on Twitter, and I don't exactly remember how, but I'm like, what is this? All right. Axie Infinity. Okay. This is a blockchain-based video game crypto. I'm not even sure I understand exactly what I just said, but this is from The Motley Fool, the website. And so what they say is basically this. It's a new cryptocurrency called Axie Infinity Shards, or AXS. Mm-hmm. Now, users can earn this when they play this online video game called Axie Infinity. Axie Infinity has, I guess, over like 1 million users per month now. And it uses NFT monsters, the game does, that can be bought, sold, traded, and bred. Yes, bred, to battle each other and earn digital tokens. So this has exploded in popularity. Like I said, now, according to the company, it's got millions of users and it's built on the Ethereum blockchain. So you always hear about cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Ethereum, right. Ethereum Classic, all these blockchains basically, or cryptocurrencies. And Ethereum can also be used for applications like this. So it's a cryptocurrency within the Ethereum blockchain. That's a video game that you can make monsters and buy and sell monsters and earn real actual cash. And this, Amon, is going to be, if it's not already here, I mean, right. I have to be well behind the boat. And that's the best way I can describe this. Believe me, if somebody else in the chat can describe it better, I'm all about reading those comments. It's raised a ton of money. Its valuation as a company is at $3 billion. And that's going to, you got it behind me, by the way.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
This is going to open up the door for NFT type video games. And so they're banking that this becomes so popular that that cryptocurrency, the AXS cryptocurrency, which can be traded on certain exchanges right now,
right,
will become valuable. And so, like, think about what if you get into this and you're like a top player and you're making monsters or whatever, and all of a sudden this AXS takes off. And that's what they're hoping for. And now all of a sudden, what all this real money you made is now valued at even more. I mean, this to me, Amon, is part of the future. And I've always said this too. And I use Rocket League because I play Rocket League all the
Correct,
time.
Right.
And I know you can purchase.
Yeah, you talk about the cars and the vehicles.
Yeah, you can trade them. But what about just like owning a one of one DeLorean, you know,
from the Rocket League, right?
And you can sell that on the Rocket League exchange or whatever for real. Like, this is, to me, the future in some aspect. This is going to branch off, and this NFT video game thing is going to be, I think it's the future.
It is.
Did you understand anything I said?
When you first started off, you saw my face. Okay. It was like you were speaking in Mandarin, and I haven't learned Mandarin yet. Okay. I was like, what is he? I mean, because I read it in the rundown, you know, last night and this morning, but as you talk through it, I get it. It reminds me of basically comic book collecting, because obviously on certain issues, there's a one-on-one in that issue. And obviously that issue in the comic book world, not only it could be a one-on-one, like a complete book, but it's the condition it's in. You know, it gets graded out from a scale from 1 to 10. So if you find a book anywhere from 9.5 to 10, obviously that is a minted book. Not a lot of human hands have touched it. And if it did, they got alchemical, you know, whatever the little chemical you can take fingerprints off the material, it was delicately fixed. Because it takes me to a story when I was able to be in a movie and meet Zack Snyder and be in part of Batman vs. Superman: Dawn of Justice. I was sitting on set the first day I got there, and it's Zack Snyder, his wife. She's the director. She was executive director, assistant. And sitting behind her, or them two, was myself and some other people. And other people I was just getting to know. And where I'm going with this, one of the other people was a Saudi prince. And this Saudi prince had a little, what's the name of backpack company? What is it? What's it? North Face? You know, he had a North Face backpack.
Sure.
And it looks like it was worn and torn. He used it. Pulls the backpack out, because now in between scenes, Ben would come over and talk with Zach, obviously, Ben Affleck. This is the Ben Affleck Batman. We'll come talk, ask questions to Zach. And so between one of those cutscenes, he comes over, and then me and this Saudi prince, we're already talking comic books, because he pulls out these comic books. He pulls out one Batman comic that was like supposedly lost at a Nick Cage party in his house in Hollywood. That somebody stole it from Nicolas Cage and now was on the black market. And he found it and bought it for $3.5 million. Okay. A comic book, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sitting back here like, it's nice to be a Saudi prince. I'm saying that in my head. You know, I'm Dave Chappelle-ing it. You know, I'm not rude. So I'm doing this in my head. I'm like, okay, pretty dope. You know, to have that story. I'm like, somebody asked, where in Nick Cage's house was it? There's like, it said it was like in his office in a drawer, and somebody went in during a party and stole it out of the drawer and then obviously sold it for some money. And by the time it got to this prince, it was now up to $3.5 million. So it was basically this one copy. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So like you're saying with NFTs, it's that one of one that you won't find anywhere else unless you jack it off of somebody.
Yeah.
You know,
right. Yeah, you can't. You know. And even then, you're going to have to get in and with passwords and everything. You can't just put your hand in the drawer.
Right. Like these are digital.
Securely.
So NFTs are digital. And then I'm getting into this game. I'm talking to an artist now who draws for Marvel and DC. And we're going to work on this because I was planted and see in that meeting we had last week with Sub Nation, you know, the seed was planted. So I'm like, all right. So remember taking my football moments. And basically NFT in those things, You know, so I'm like, oh, so I'm working on that. So we got NFTs. I got NFTs coming, buddy. You're going to like them because you're in that world. See the Twitch chat. We got a lot of chat going on. Oh, okay. Man. Atomic Sino says he brings up the Dead by Daylight NFTs, which is one of the video games, you know, horror games is out there similar to Friday the 13th. And he says not though, and then he says not the DFD. Okay, and then he also comments on what you said about Rocket League, John. He says sounds like if you played as a Rocket League or as Team Rocket in Pokemon, something like that.
Okay.
I've kind of lost there, but it's okay. You got it. That's you right. got it. Yeah. I'm trying to think of another one, a big one here. And then Foxy Roxy 5 says, yeah, my biggest issue is that video games are temporary. And eventually the servers will shut down. Then what is the value of the NFT? Good question there.
I mean, I'm going to try to attempt this and don't listen to anything I say, but I'm going to try to explain it.
Right.
but take everything with a grain of salt.
Got it.
So I think that this, though, as long as the Ethereum blockchain is around.
Mm-hmm.
This will always have some sort of spot to stay, right? Like, I guess if you think of it broader scope, sure, I guess every cryptocurrency has a chance someday to not even be around because, I mean, it's built within, you know, some online type of storage. But I think it will be around
right.
because it's built off the Ethereum blockchain. Unlike just a video game, which is just built within a computer, right?
Right, within the computer, and then the server keeps it going, like for online play, stuff like that.
Right. So I'm not sure, and I don't know enough, and I'm not well versed enough to know if you can then delete something off the Ethereum blockchain like that. Maybe you can. Maybe if you're the owner, you can just say, I'm done. I want this whole file to be gone. I don't know. I'm not sure how that works.
That's an interesting thought. Interesting question. And Foxy Roxy says to my announcement of the NFT, that would be cool. So yes, watch out for some NFTs.
So Axie Infinity.
By this guy here. And Axie Infinity, that's the company that we're talking about that John put up here in the quick hit news bites. All right.
You know what I don't want to happen real quick before we get to this or that?
Yeah.
Is I don't want, like, this is what's going to happen. 3 or 4 years from now, Axie Infinity is going to just be like this Pokemon type of gigantic thing, and you and I are gonna be like, oh, we probably should have totally got into that Axie Infinity currency that one time we talked about it in 2021. That's what I don't want to happen, because I saw a meme the other week of the guy, okay, so it was like a screenshot of a YouTube video, and it was some guy saying from 8 years ago why you should invest in Bitcoin right now, why you should put $1 in Bitcoin, right? And then on Instagram it's a screenshot of that, and then you swipe to the next picture and it's the same guy and he's in his yacht 8 years later, because he obviously invested in Bitcoin. And it's amazing to think about, Aman, if you had put like $20 into Bitcoin, how much it would be worth right now. And that's what I hope doesn't happen with this, where we come back 4 years from now going,
well,
but hey, that's life.
It is. But you got $20, do it. I'm going to take my $20 and do it. That's what I'm going to do. It's $20. Might as well see what happens. I'll talk to my financial guy. And do that. I'll let you know when I get the little, if it's a number or whatever, or it says you put in and now you own this Bitcoin. Yeah. I'm gonna bring it on the podcast or on the stream in the podcast. And Atomic Sino says, I still kick myself for not getting into Bitcoin back in college. So yeah, it's just like Apple, you know, like Apple to Twitch. This is every decade or every decade, there's some new big thing that somebody's talking about. Oh, man, what if I would have did this, you know, with $5 or $10? I say one thing, just as we're talking about mental earlier, your mental, don't beat yourself up about something that didn't happen, you know, that you could have, would have, should have. I said, don't do that. That you're torturing yourself. Something I learned about the great actress, Jada Pinkett Smith, that, you know, her and Will, once they got married, and then started having kids, she turned down a lot of roles in Hollywood, a lot of roles, like big roles, stuff that was like iconic roles that now other actresses are the characters of. She turned down, I'm trying to think, she turned down, I know Will Smith turned down being Neo, in The Matrix.
Yeah, that's right.
Think about that. You know, think about Will Smith, who's already at that time, he's already supplanting his name in entertainment, pop culture. And in 1998, the movie came out in 99. So he probably got asked in 1997 or 98, hey, would you like to do this sci-fi movie? And to him, I read the article. He said he just wasn't, I think he was busy, but also when he read the script, it just didn't click for him. So he turned it down. But now, you know, 3 years after that point, Matrix becomes the highest grossing film in I'll say sci-fi films in history at that time. Then obviously the legacy of it from Matrix to Matrix Revolutions. And now they got Resurrections about to come out here in December. So that movie is still grossing billions and trillions of dollars for that. So I say, don't beat yourself up about it, but you know what? Just put it in, you know? And then I think that's a good way to get us into
this or that.
Or that. You like that segue? That was a good one, wasn't it?
You're pro.
I'm getting good at this, John.
Getting good. Okay, once again, I didn't hear it, but I'm sure the Twitch chat did.
Yes.
All right, this or that, Amon, as you can see here on the screen on the Twitch, if you're watching, green eyes or blue eyes? Aren't blue eyes, which is rarer? Aren't blue eyes more rare than green?
I would thought the opposite.
Oh.
I don't know. I haven't researched eye colors. But I would think green, because
green is the rarest eye color.
Yeah, I would say green. I don't know a lot of people with green eyes. I know a couple friends from high school. And then it's only one guy that I know with green eyes is Randall Cobb. You know, okay. That's it. So I'm going to go green eyes. Actually, yeah, I'm going to go green because it's my last name. That's easy.
I'm going to go with blue. Blue's always been, so green's obviously the most rare. I'm going to go with blue, but it's crazy to think that, why do we have different eye colors? You know what I mean? Like, what's the purpose of different? I don't know. It's weird.
I don't think there's no purpose. It's just our DNA. It just happens. It comes off of our mom and dad and what their eye colors were. And obviously their moms and dads and so on and so forth.
I've got boring brown eyes.
Hey, I'm right there with you, bro. I got the
blue
with the brown baby. What they call the baby brown eyes or whatever they call it.
I think they call it baby blue eyes, but
it's something. I want blue. It's something out there. It's blue. I'm gonna go green. So to the Twitch chat, real quick, to Big B says actually it was Apple. You know, when I was telling what company it was, and I think I might have said it. I'm not sure. And also, he said was thinking of the wrong company. Before what we're talking about, Big B says blue for him. And Big Boom Hauer says green for him. And then Big B said, wait a minute. But if I had a third choice, it would be brown.
I think, is the most common, right?
Yes, I would have to say brown eyes are definitely the most common. And I don't even have to research that. I know a lot of people with dark brown eyes. And I've seen light brown, too. The light brown are pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go to the next one. Short vacation or jungle trekking?
Yeah, I looked this up. I was like, it's just hiking, but I guess it's a thing. This obviously it's a jungle because you got to actually in a jungle.
I'm not going to any jungles. I'm going on a short vacation. Yeah, with the beach right there in front of me.
I'm like, for every jungle that I've seen in movies on National Geographic or the Travel Channel. If I do go, I'm gonna be with a guy. I'm gonna have a guy. And I'm gonna have a good guy. I'm not gonna have these risque guys. Like, hey, let's have some fun. Let's go here. And then I'm like, nah, bro. If you got poison, anything poisonous, I want to live. Okay, I just want to see. I like to see it from distance. So I'm with short vacay with you, John. We're gonna short vacay somewhere real soon. So
yeah, the jungle seems hot and humid and buggy.
Mosquitoes. Well, I heard the mosquitoes. Down in South America, they'll carry you. They'll pick you up and take you on a trip, on a short vacay.
Get malaria.
That too.
They'll take you on a short vacay.
That too. To the Twitch chat, we got Atomic Sino says, jungles are fun. Just don't make my mistake and step on a boa. Whoa, by accident. Whoa. See? Anaconda.
That's why I don't go into China.
Exactly. Man, did you, I mean, what happened? You got to say, you got to talk about that now, Atomic Sino. You can't just mention you stepped on a boa by accident. Well, obviously you survived. And I just want to know how many limbs you still got, two arms, two legs, and all the digits. This will let us know that. He said, or he accidentally got stung by a scorpion in his pack. God, man, he definitely went through a jungle. He stepped on a boa and then bit by a scorpion, and he's still living. That's a G. Atomic Zeno is a G right now.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing. I don't want any of that to happen to me ever. So nah. I'm going to go on the short vacay.
Yeah, short vacay, bro. And Atomic Zeno, whenever you go to the jungle, I'm going with you. That's for real. All right, next one.
Oh, this is an easy one.
Yeah.
Hoodie or jean jacket? Give me that hoodie.
Oh, yeah. He got one on right now. He in it. Hey, gamers, some of the gamers I know game like that. I think it'd be hot, but I guess it's a chill.
I kind of like it. I think it kind of creates this like, I'm here. This is where I'm at. Boom. In this zone. I don't know. Could be.
It is. You're right. But I'm a hoodie. I'm right there with you. Hoodie all day. I did do a jean jacket back in the day when I was a kid. But
yeah, me too.
It just wasn't comfortable.
No.
And it insulates.
Denim. Denim is not comfortable. Denim's an awful material.
He said an awful material. Not just it doesn't feel good. It's awful.
Awful. What's the point of it?
It's fashionable. You see all the jean companies, they got these perfect 10 models wearing their stuff all over billboards in big cities, not like Green Bay and Madison. You got to go to New York, to L.A., Chicago, Houston for that, Texas, Miami. To the Twitch chat, we got two guys or two dogs and a guy says hoodie all day. Nothing better than a cool fall Wisco day with shorts and a hoodie. That's what I'm talking about. That's how I was rocking
the
other
day.
That's what I walked the other day. Right there. Yeah. And then we got, Foxy Roxy 5 says hoodies and jean jackets have completely different styles. It's like apples and oranges. True. That's why I put it up here. See what your style is. My style is a hoodie all day. And then Eeyore in the house. What's up, Eeyore? He said, unless you're Mario or Luigi. What, Eeyore? Unless you're Mario Luigi, what? You're going to be a hoodie or a jacket guy, jean jacket guy?
Well, don't they wear overalls?
Yeah, they do. And back to Sino real quick on the boa thing. He said, we were on a night hike. Okay, that's one problem.
Oh,
you on a night hike in the jungle, bro. Come on. That's a no-no. Okay, let's just start there first. And it says, I wasn't watching the ground closely enough. Ironically, we were looking for tree snakes. Oh,
you're out looking for,
man, what you doing looking out for tree snakes, bro? Are you? You're risque. I don't know. You're adventurous. I thought I would jump off the top rope. I've jumped out of airplanes, but I don't know if I'm gonna go in the jungle looking for the dominant predator in the jungle. I'm not, unless I got nothing to lose. It's the end of the world. And it's like me and this snake got to live. Then, okay, I'll do it. But when it's like right now, I was like, look, I don't want to get home, put my hoodie on, play some Halo.
My hoodie on.
You know?
All right, let's go to the next one.
Yeah, you're dangerous, Atomic Zeno. I like that, though. I like that. You're not scared of anything. No fear. I like it. Right, ooh, Halloween's here.
Ooh, chocolate candy or fruity candy?
What you got, John?
I'm going to go fruity candy.
Fruity.
I feel like the chocolate can really start to pile up. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's less like calories and fruity. I mean, it's got a lot of sugar, but so does chocolate. And I like Sour Patch Kids. So I'll go fruity candy.
Yeah. I think with chocolate candy, it's a common, you know, it's been around a lot longer, I believe, than fruity candy. Don't know that. I'm going to do my research on it for next show. But yeah, I'm a fruity candy guy. I like hot tamales. I like the Mike and Ike's. And then I like all the flavors of Mike and Ike's. They have the hot tamales. They have the Mike and Ike's. They have the fruit, tropical fruit ones. They have ones where they're all grapes, you know. And then I like the lemon heads. And I like the worms, the gummy worms. I bought me some gummy worms when I went to go see Halloween Kills, Airheads. I do some Airheads every blue moon, you know. Yeah. Eeyore says, denim, denim, denim. That means he loves it. And then Tom Maxino says, my obsessive compulsive disorder disagrees about the no fear. I am not scared of the stuff other people are. See, he's not. I told you, no fear. I like it. Public restrooms and other. Wait a minute. Public restrooms, on the other hand, they terrify me. Hold up. You're not scared of snakes, but you're scared of public restrooms? Hold up.
I get it. I get it.
You get it, John?
Some of those you go and you're like, why do I have to be in this spot? It smells. It's dirty. Like, you don't want to be in there.
Okay. Okay. I get it. Eeyore says candy. He just says candy, period. He don't care if it's chocolate or fruity. He's like, just give me candy. That's what I like. I like that, Eeyore. And then Atomic Sino says sour candy for days. So sour fruity candy? It has to be fruity because there's no chocolate sour. Anything chocolate and sour, that wouldn't mix. That wouldn't be good. Big Boom Howard says both. And then Big B says candy corn is a good change. Change my mind. Could change my mind. And then the only thing, and then Eeyore says, the only thing I toss from candy is the Whoppers. He don't like Whoppers. Ooh.
I don't like Whoppers either. I agree.
All right. And then Big Boom Power says both. All right. Next, this or that.
Dead by Daylight or Friday the 13th, the game.
Have you played either one of these? Yeah.
I have not.
I know Twitch chat. You have played these games. I know I've played both. And they're both basically, it's like the movies. You're trying to get out of running away from these villains and you're trying to survive and so in Friday the 13th, John, you got to put together, you got to find the car keys. You got to put a battery in the car. You got to turn on the lights at the campground. You got to do all these little tasks to help you escape, basically, which should be the case in the movies, but in the video, it's like, come on, man. If the video game could at least help you, it's teaching you how to escape. Why in the movie they don't do it? You know, like, come on, man.
Right. And make the worst decision. Yeah.
Right. And so Dead by Daylight is sort of the same thing. Now you're just running. But the cool thing, it's unfortunate, but it's cool too. When the killer gets you in Dead by Daylight, he hangs you on this tree of hooks. So and you're like hanging there off your back. You're like, it's pretty, it's gnarly. I'll say that it's gnarly. But the game I like, this is tough because I love horror games. I love horror movies, as y'all know. Oh man, you got to come back. I'm gonna see. I'm gonna go to the Twitch chat on this one. I don't know.
What Twitch says.
So Twitch says Sino, Atomic Sino. He said I backed Friday the 13th, but I prefer Dead by Daylight. I wasn't a huge fan of having to watch the rest of the match in Friday. So yeah, Friday the 13th. Once you die, you gotta spectate, which I don't like either. I hate spectating. I don't hate it. I dislike spectating in any game, not just a horror game. And so he said, I wasn't a huge fan of having to watch the rest of the game in Friday the 13th to earn my experience points. I didn't know that. You actually get points. Well, that's at least worth it. You get something out of it. And then it was a game on Xbox with gold last year. Oh, okay. Talking about Friday the 13th. Just for nostalgia's sake, I'm going to go Friday the 13th because Jason he's an OG. You know, Jason's OG like I'm an OG. So there it is. All right, next one.
Okay. Next, this or that. Bring it up. Boom.
It didn't fit in there. But if you can see the little, you can see at the bottom what it says. Apple Music.
Apple Music or Spotify? I'm going Spotify.
Really?
By the way, it's how I consume my podcasts now. Yeah, I kind of went away from other apps. And I don't pay for Apple Music. I don't have Apple Music. So I'll go Spotify.
Spotify's free, correct?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That's a win-win. Yeah.
You can do premium versions. Yeah.
All right. Well, I actually do both because of my Twitch channel. That's where I use my startup Spotify. Obviously, it's free. But with Apple Music, I've been sucked into the trap, John. So I've been paying my $9 a month for more storage and all the music. But the cool thing is when you type in any song, any genre, it pops up. you could play it. Or they have the artists behind it and you can go find all their other tracks, you know. So if it's a hot artist, you know, old school artist, you know, from the like the Doors to the Beatles to Tupac to Ice Cube, any of those, boop, 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 pop it up. And you may not have the album. That's the cool thing. Stuff like you don't have, though, you can just type it in on Apple Music. I'm pretty sure Spotify might be the same. Pretty sure. Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah, I think you just, yeah, pretty much the same. I mean, they're all kind of, everything's kind of the same nowadays, right?
Right. So Big B, yeah, Big B's Apple Music. And then Eeyore says, I was always more afraid of, oh no, he's talking more about the horror stuff. I'm afraid of alien xenomorphs, to be specific. Talking about aliens. Atomic Xeno says he uses Amazon Music.
Oh, okay. I do use that.
Oh, yeah. You use that too? Okay. And then-
Because it comes with Prime.
Of course. Oh, that means I can have it. That means I'm already paying for it. Oh man, because I'm on Twitch.
I mean, there is, they do also offer like another tier service, so you don't get everything with Amazon Music, but you get enough.
Okay, all right. So two dogs and a guy, Apple Music for the ease, but Spotify reigns supreme with the playlist to come across new stuff. There you go. Eeyore, he's YouTube and Spotify, and then Mad Max is a Spotify. All right, and then Tommy Sino says Amazon gets. That's how Amazon gets you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Last one. We're in
Ghostface or Freddy Krueger. October. So the guy from Scream, that's the name Ghostface.
That's his name. That's his name.
I'll go with Ghostface because although they're both killers, he seems less scary because he's got a mask. You know what I mean? He's got that.
Who, like, Freddy?
You don't see. No, Ghostface.
Okay.
Seems less scary than like the fingers and everything.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Right. Well, you know, like with the mask villains, like Jason, like Michael, you know, it's one thing obvious, that they're there to kill you. So you better run the other way. Unless you, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Wesley Snipes, Bruce Willis, Tom Cruise, Will Smith, then you know none of those guys are dying.
Right, no.
Just know, if you ever do a movie, and it's a horror movie, and it just happens to be with any of those guys I just mentioned, you better try to request your character to be with that main actor, because Will Smith ain't dying in a horror flick. Tom Cruise is not going to die, but with a machete from Michael Myers or Ghostface. No, get with those guys. Buddy up to the writers in the movie. Please do. So for me, I do like Ghostface. Ghostface is, like, he's not quite Hall of Fame horror yet because he's still new to me. He's still new. He's not quite horror Hall of Fame, but he's on that bubble. And when I say that, because he got a new one coming out in December, they got another Scream coming out. So really it's going to bank on him going into my horror Hall of Fame, this new movie, because he's done it, but you know, it's been multiple people obviously wearing the same mask as we watched. If you've seen the Scream movies, you know, it was the two young guys in the first one. And it's always a group. It's never just one Ghostface. That's why I say that it bubbles, because Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers is one person. You can't kill him.
Right.
Ghostface could get killed. You could kill Ghostface. Yeah. He's a human being just catching people off guard. So that's where... Exactly. So like I said, I'm an expert on this horror movie stuff.
Yeah.
Please sign me up to something. Give me something where I could talk horror movies all day. So I'm going to take Freddy right there. Freddy, he got razor sharp fingernails. And he is mental trauma to everyone who has to deal with him. Mental trauma. So he is the opposite of what we were talking about earlier about mentally getting ready for your game. He will mentally mess you up. He will have you off. All messed up. So that's my pick. What's your pick, Dan?
I went with Ghostface.
Ghostface.
Okay. I would go just because he seems nicer.
Yeah. And you can kill him.
They're both gonna kill you.
You gotta fight. You could kill Ghostface. You have a fighting shot against Ghostface. And then so to the Twitch chat, we got two dogs and a guy says Ghostface, but Freddy deserves his flowers too. Like I said, see, there you go. Big B says Freddy. The Scream guy is annoying. He's on Warzone now, by the way, John. They put him as a skin on Warzone. And they have the Saw doll. You could dress up as the Saw doll.
Yeah,
it's been, that one's been there for a while though. And then Eeyore says, everyone forgets about Pinhead. And then I forgot about the puppet one. Oh yeah, Pinhead from Hellraiser. That's an OG. That's an OG right there. That is the O is a, that's the O OG. It's Pinhead. He coming from hell to track you. He bringing you back to hell. all right. And then Ghostface voice adds the comedic undertone that does it for me. There you go.
It's a good point.
All right. That's a good point. All right. Now we're done with that. And so we're on to
release the games.
It's time for the game releases. Game releases.
All right, game releases of the week. So I got the game Into the Pit. And so Into the Pit is basically into hell. I mean, you watch the, I got a video that's about to play right here. Let the video go. And, but Into the Pit, it's it reminds me of the game, not of the game, but the great game of Doom.
Okay.
So it's Doom without the guns. And you can find it on Steam, I believe, for a real, real good price at $14.99. But it's on Xbox Game Pass. And it's on
No guns. What are you using?
So you're using your hands, as you see in the video. It's just your hands, and you create spells. So you're a warlock or you're a wizard, and you're fighting these demons from hell, basically, because they're trying to drag you into the pit. So the pit is hell. So it looks like and plays look like it plays like Doom, which I played Doom Eternal last year for COVID. A lot of streams there. Finished the game, a fun game. So if you like, I love Doom because it was just gory. It's like you blow stuff up. You got big. You got a weapon called BFG. Just imagine what exactly when you got a gun that's they labeled it BFG. That's the game you need to play. So
yeah, that's cool.
Into the Pit, same kind of game design, same kind of fun. So if you like blowing stuff up, like ripping monsters' heads apart and with a spell with your hands,
yeah.
Into the Pit is the game for you. It is out yesterday on the 19th. And like I said, great price. It's on all the platforms. On Steam, Xbox One, Microsoft Windows, Game Pass, $14.99. That is a steal.
Yeah.
All right. That's and, a steal. And then what's yours? We had it on the, let me go, I can go back and show what yours was real quick. We got, it says YouTubers for life. I didn't even know that. This is interesting.
YouTubers life too. So it's $40. It's available on all the platforms, including as I always look up the Nintendo Switch, but it's on, I believe, Steam and I have to double check, but we got the preview.
Yeah,
coming up.
So you can talk to him.
Yeah, you can become the trendiest YouTuber in the world and live your dreams, make friends, deal with rivals, attend events, film and edit videos, and you can share it all. So this to me screams like when I saw this, because I have a daughter and she's always pretending. Well, not always, but sometimes she pretends. It's so funny. Kids nowadays, they pretend they're on YouTube, like when they play.
Really?
Like, welcome to my channel. And today we're going to be doing this. Yeah, it's crazy. And so I thought, oh my gosh, this is for her. This is for her. You get to, as you can see, explore the city and I guess go out and dance at clubs and take photos and edit videos. And I just thought it was kind of a unique type of game that, you know, is using stuff that's happening in the real world right now, like YouTube. And there you go. Design your character. Yeah. So it's kind of like a fun little thing and game that you can go around and collaborate with content creators and make your own content, get to VIP events,
right? It is teaching the generation. Actually, it's, I mean, the good thing is it's teaching them a business, because they can become, you know, millionaires off being a YouTube Twitch personality, as we know. Mm-hmm. You know, so okay, so Avi's down. I can't wait. You gotta send me a video of Avi doing her YouTube channel. I gotta see it.
Okay.
I gotta see it.
Well, and then I leave the microphone out, you know, from doing these podcasts.
Right.
And then she gets behind there and then she starts like talking into it, like, welcome to my channel. And I'm like, oh no, what am I creating?
You're creating the next content creator millionaire. That's what you're created, Don.
Okay, good. Never mind.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, BFG, Eeyore, and Big B. What's the 40 bucks? Is that for YouTube game or was that my game and I made a mistake? It's a simulator. Amon, you'll love it. Eeyore says it's a simulator, Amon. You'll love it. Lawnmower man. Oh, gotcha.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that's what he's talking about with the YouTuber's life. Gotcha. All right. Here we go. Wrapping this thing up.
Row, row, row your boat gently up the... sorry. Excuse me. It's time for What's On Stream.
Yes. Oh, man. I didn't get yours in there.
That's all right.
Well, I got mine in late. Okay, yeah.
I put it in late. See, that's my fault.
You got to get it to me sooner.
You're right.
All right, so ignore the Dave Chappelle. We talked about that last week. And John and we'll talk about his. We'll let John talk about his first. This is, he couldn't give me the information.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
That was all good.
So this is something that we had talked about a little bit before, that Netflix is perhaps going to turn into a video game. But I'm finally getting big into Squid Game now.
Yes, we're getting close to the end, too. I think we finished it already. Crazy.
Oh, you've been watching. I can think about is Amon would love this show.
I've been watching it. You're right. I love it.
And I just finished the episode. I think I have like one or two episodes left. But the one that really hit was the marbles game.
Yes, that was cold.
I was like, oh, my gosh.
That episode was cold-blooded. Oh, man, it was tough. That was a tough
one. Yeah, that was a tough one. And as soon as they said what the game was with the marbles, you're like, oh, crap. I really enjoy this game, or I'm sorry, this series. I think it's so unique. It's so innovative. It's gory. It's kind of got these dilemmas and questions like the episode I was just talking about that makes you go, oh my gosh. And it's great. I love Squid Game, and I hope they don't ruin it by making too many more Squid Game series. Cause right. I know there's going to be another one.
Oh, yeah.
There's gotta be another one.
Yeah. Cause what was it? 456. I don't want to spoil it. I'll shut up.
Yeah. I haven't finished it and I can't wait. It's one of those shows where as you watch it and the different episodes unfold, you're like, how is this going to end? And I don't know how it's going to end because I haven't gotten to there yet. I would highly recommend Squid Game.
Well, yeah, I won't spoil it for you, but it's a great indie. It is awesome. And it has just all the psychological mix-ups. Yes. Like it's just switching. Every scene, there's something different happening. And the part that is like kind of like eye opening is the fact that when they it's unapologetic, just shoot you in the face. Wow. I remember the first episode getting shot, or the one where they were doing the cookie. They were licking, remember they figured out to lick the cookie. And the guys are standing right next to him, like, I'm waiting for you to mess up. Yeah. I mean, it's like no apology. They just shoot you in the head, shoot you in the face. It doesn't matter. I'm not giving you no time to talk. Now, people that are in slasher movies, writers that write slasher movies, they need to take the line out of Squid Games. So, because you know how in superhero or even superhero movies, when the villains start monologuing, mm-hmm. instead of just shooting, do it like in Squid Games. Don't talk. Just pow. Stop monologuing.
Yeah.
Get to the
They unveiled their grand plan at the end, right before their
Right. And then they get shot or they get somebody come from behind, stab them in the back. No,
because they're wasting all this time.
Exactly. Take a line out of Squid Game and like when you're gonna shoot somebody, just pow, don't even think about it. Don't talk about it. Talk about it when the bullet's in the head. Okay.
And
from
what
a
I
movie
love,
standpoint, okay. just from
and
a
and because
movie.
Of that, Amon, because they just kill everyone, it usually when you're watching a show, like you said, if Tom Cruise is in it, Will Smith is in it, they're going to survive.
Yeah.
You have no idea who's going to die in this. No. Like you have the idea that the main characters are probably going to get to the end. And I don't know, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if something else. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen. And you just, you're always wondering, all right, well, who's going to get killed next?
That's the beauty of it. That's what makes Squid Games. It's going to win whatever awards that they could be up for a TV series. They're going to get it. They're going to win it. They didn't mess people up. I know the first episode probably messed people up. I say by the second episode, if you watched it, was like, oh, my God. That's off the chain. What was the spoiler alert? Did I say a spoiler alert? Did I say something? I don't think I did.
I'm shooting people, but yeah, I mean, you're gonna know that right away.
Oh yeah, exactly. So sorry there, Big B. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe because the cookie one the cookie thing, maybe. But that was like early. But that's not like That's not a big spoil.
No.
Trust me, I could just give it up right now, and y'all gonna all be mad at me. I.e., when I accidentally years ago during Game of Thrones. This is where on my Twitter, I had watched the episode of, what was it, the episode? It was, of course everybody died in Game of Thrones, dang near. But it was the episode, it was either when the one prince got poisoned and he his skin melted off his face or whatever. It was either that episode or it was the Jon Snow episode where he got killed, where we thought he was dead. And so I went on my Twitter and I posted about it, like, and I not thinking that I'm on Central Standard Time and people on the West Coast that were my followers were on Pacific Standard Time. And I made my point and everybody said, Amon, we haven't watched it yet. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
Everybody can watch that the next day, right? Or the following days. Like, there's got to be some etiquette there, Amon.
I forgot.
You got to wait at least a week.
I got so excited to see what happened in that episode of Game of Thrones where I had to let people know. That's where, you know, I was a noob at posting. Okay. Twitter.
Okay.
What was it? Game of Thrones. And that was like 2012, 2013, 14, 15. I just started getting into posting stuff, man. So leave me alone. Leave me alone. All right. My stream of what's on stream of the week is the movies that made you. So they're back out. So this is season 3. And as you see, they got Halloween, Coming to America, mostly horror movies. Nightmare on Elm Street and Jason, and actually Friday the 13th. So here's a preview of it running. So it's on Netflix. It's season 3. And they only do about 5 to 6 movies from, I say, our time, John, from the from the 70s, the 80s, and the early 90s. And so it breaks down. You know, writers, they have directors, they have the actors, some of the actors talking about the film and what happened during production. And it's funny things you might find out behind the scenes about the movies. You know, if it's Jason, if it's Halloween, if it's Freddy Krueger, you know, it shows you what really happened. And it's like, some of it's just like, oh, just matter of factly, it's like, that's how Freddy was created. Oh, okay. And it's like a budget thing. You know, I know for Michael Myers and his mask, it was a budget thing. That's why he's in a mask that look as tacky as he wears for every episode, because they didn't have the budget to buy nothing more scarier. So they just threw that mask on there. And so this is like I said, for this one, they have Coming to America and they have Home Alone series talking about that with Macaulay Culkin. And he was he was one of the robbers along with Joe Pesci. And Home Alone series, great series. I watched all of them up till 3. After when they changed Macaulay and it was on to some other kid, I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm done with Home Alone.
There's another Home Alone coming out, by the way. Did you know
that? Yeah, no, I didn't know that. And Macaulay's what, like 40 something now?
Yeah, he's not in 30. It either.
I would say not. He's a grown man. He probably doesn't want to be in it no more.
Home Alone when he wants to be.
Right. He could be Home Alone because he wants to. Exactly. He's a grown man. He pays the mortgage. You know, so yeah, check that out. Movies That Made Us, season 3. It's on Netflix. It started earlier this month, I believe. And so check it out. Fun series there. Number 8. So episode, to be correct, episode 80, right? Was that episode 80?
Episode 80, yeah. Wow. By the way, I love the series, The Movies That Made Us. So get those little backstories. It's awesome. Yeah,
they got, you see Die Hard. That was in the last season. And Dirty Dancing. You know, so yeah, check it out. Yeah. They got 3 seasons of this. So a lot of old school movies there that you definitely enjoyed as a kid. And for some of the young folks in the Twitch chat, you can't enjoy now as a kid because it came out before you were born. Just like my football career for most of y'all. Y'all were babies when I was running people over, doing my thing with the Pack, the Seahawks, and the Texans. But to the Twitch chat, real quick, Big B says, I watched the movies that made us, never realize how cheap they made Home Alone. I got to watch that one. I haven't seen that. But yeah, some of these movies were made super cheap. Like Halloween, the first Halloween, they made for $300,000.
Whoa.
Like $350,000. That was it. $300,000. And they made billions.
Yeah. Since then. They have a franchise off of it.
Franchise. Yep. And then Eeyore says, somebody said he's the dad. I missed that one. Dang it. What do you mean, Eeyore? And then.
For Home Alone?
Home Alone.
He could be the dad.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
I thought he wasn't in the movie. I thought I read that Macaulay Culkin's like, I'm not in the new movie.
That he's going to be the dad. Oh, I got you, Eeyore. Gotcha. Gotcha, John. All right. Good. Help clearing that up. And then Big B says the Home Alone set was made in a high school pool.
What?
I got to watch that. I got to watch that. I haven't seen it. I saw Halloween and I saw Freddy. So I didn't finish them all. So I got episodes to watch. So thank you for that, Big B. Appreciate that. So that takes us to the end of the show. So if you're here on Twitch, you can see the graphics up. This is where you can follow us.
Nice.
I don't have to say it no more. It's right on the screen. And if not, for the podcast, I do have to say it. So I do have to say it. I spoke too soon. AG_@LakeGamersLounge on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow me on MindGreen30 on Twitter and Instagram as well. And John, let everybody know about your podcast and also where they can find you on social.
Yeah, at John Arias Radio. That's JonArias. That's on Twitter. And I got the John Cast Podcast. That's on Twitter and Instagram. John Cast Podcast. I was talking mindfulness and meditation today.
Can't wait to be on the show.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Have your good rest of your hump day Wednesday. And see you next week. We need an outro sound bite now. Bye-bye. Oh, man. We are good.